This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
We are on the road today, not far from the studios of WPGM, but we have taken the mic to the Good Samaritan Mission on Ferry Street. And we're going to be talking with Karen Wharton, their executive director, today. Now, Karen, we were getting ready to do this a little over a year ago, and of course, we all know what happened a little over a year ago. So I'm glad we could finally get here and update folks on the Good Samaritan Mission. Thanks for being with us, first of all.
Thank you, Matt. It's great to be able to talk to everyone about Good Sam.
Let's start with, in a nutshell version of Good Samaritan Mission, what is it? What do you do? And then we'll get into some of the specifics and what's been going on.
So Good Sam is the only faith-based nonprofit mission in Montour County. We serve adults and kids who are in need of assistance with food, clothing, financial assistance, beds for kids. We also teach adult education workshops for those who are wanting to break the cycle of poverty.
Okay, that's a good nutshell version, but like we said, there's a lot more, a lot of individual programs, and we'll talk about those in a bit. And you've been with Good Samaritan how long?
I've been with Good Sam for almost 2 years. I am the only paid employee here as the director. The rest of the staff are very hardworking volunteers.
How did the pandemic's arrival impact Good Sam?
Oh, wow. So we shut down for 8 weeks. We reopened shortly after that. However, the volunteers here, their age range is between 70 and 80 years old, so a lot of them didn't feel safe coming back, so we were very shorthanded. We did not experience a huge influx of crisis calls during that time because of the amount of resources that were out there, stimulus, extended unemployment, that kind of thing. So we feel like now we're finally getting somewhat back to normal with adding an additional open day.
Give me, if you would, a little bit of the history of this. This stems back about 25 years.
That's correct, yes. So Sandy O'Rourke started the Good Samaritan Mission on her front porch with clothing. She saw a need in the community for crisis assistance, so she went to the Danville Riverside Ministerium for help and partnered with them to start a fund so that she could be able to help others in need. And from there, the mission started to grow into other programs. We have been in this location, leasing this location, the first physical location, for 17 years, but we recently just purchased our own building. So we will be moving there in the next few months. So the building is large enough to house all of our programs, all six programs. The board of directors purchased the building back in December, and we're just entering the construction phase, so we will be able to, like I said, move hopefully the end of August. Right now we're in the middle of a capital campaign to raise funds for all of the construction that needs to be done.
Was that kind of in the works and for a while, the thought of doing that, and then the pandemic put the kibosh on it, or did that not really interfere since it was the end of the year when that all started to really come to fruition?
So that's a great question. The board of directors had been looking for our own location for probably 8 years, maybe close to that, but the right location just couldn't be found. They needed something, a location that could be close to downtown, close to low-income housing so that clients could walk there. And then finally, the building that we purchased became available, and it has just progressed from there.
Same street, but different address.
That's correct. It's across the street and down a block and a half. It used to be Knuckle Busters, I believe.
Okay.
Yep.
And I had headed there first because we hadn't specified where we were meeting, and I thought, oh, I think this is the new place. And it was, but it was locked and still working on it.
Yeah, that's correct. So we hope to have the construction start in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We were given an estimate of maybe 2 to 3 months for that the phase of construction to be complete.
Space-wise, how does that compare?
Space-wise, as far as the clothing store, it's a pretty much the same square footage. We have enough space for our Many Hands Helping Others program, which is housed in the school district. Each school where the food bags are distributed to students, we have enough space that the assembly and distribution will be done right from Good Sam. So the building is twice the size of this.
Okay, so you're definitely ready for the future in, yes, in a nice new, that you'll, not new building, but new to you guys, and that will be owned by the mission.
That's correct.
Let's talk about some of these individual programs, and we've had folks on the program before talking about it, but it's, like we said, it's been a couple of years. Give me kind of a refresher course in what all you do.
So Good Sam's physical location here houses three programs: our clothing mission, which is free to anyone from any county. They can come in and shop for clothing. The other program here is our hygiene program. We have a giveaway the second Tuesday of every month, and that's for Montour County residents only. We have a crisis assistance program housed here as well, and that is for Montour County residents who need help with car repairs, utility shutoff notices, that kind of thing. The program that we have in our school district is Many Hands Helping Others. So that is the food bags that are prepared for kids who are experiencing food insecurity and they need extra nutritional support over the weekend. So it's food that's easy for them to prepare. We have a new program called our Youth Bed Program, where Good Sam purchases a new, brand new twin bed for a child who's identified either by a school teacher, a guidance counselor, school nurse, children and youth, or some other agency like that, who is not sleeping in an adequate space. They're either sleeping on a couch, on a mattress, on the floor, or with other siblings. So we purchase the bed and the bedding, and we have it delivered directly to the child's home. The last program that we have here at Good Sam is called Bridges Out of Poverty, and that's a 14-week workshop that we offer to anyone who wants to break that cycle of living paycheck to paycheck or just tired of, you know, going from unemployment to working. So we give them resources such as budgeting, menu planning, just how to manage their money better. So the Young Samaritans came about from a young volunteer here, Sal LaMarca, who saw a need during the pandemic of needing additional volunteers, and we just didn't have the volunteers coming in. So he came to me and asked if he could form the Young Samaritans, which is a high school group of volunteers. So they run our donation center Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 6, and they've been holding different fundraisers to help with our new building. They recently did a car wash and raised $1,000. So we're really so proud of this group of young kids. They're such a great example, and we're just really fortunate to have them here.
And Danville really has, I should say that the mission has really become synonymous with Danville. It seems like everybody, at least in Danville, is very aware of it. Is that, do you find that the awareness out there is pretty strong after all this time?
Actually, it's not.
Okay.
And it needs to be stronger. So that is part of my job, to let people know about the mission and what we provide. There's still many people who don't know what we are, what we do. So I'm going to be working hard to, you know, get that out there.
Okay. That was not a setup question. I'm curious as to how much people are aware. I mean, I just feel like it's always been there, but yet I've been working in radio here longer than the mission has existed, but I feel like it's always been there. So still working to get the word out. And as far as what the needs you're serving, do you find a lot of people maybe are not aware that their community even has those those people, those needs?
I think that there is an awareness. We work really closely with other agencies, other organizations such as the Gatehouse, the CSO office, United Way. We're all a really good referral system for each other. We work closely with the Human Services office here in Danville. So yeah, I think that, you know, there is an awareness of the needs. I think the piece of it is how much.
I think the average person on the street knows that there are people like this around that, you know, I mean, I grew up, you know, kind of middle class, and you just figure, well, I never would have thought, well, some kids need a bed.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was surprised at the need. We have provided 24 beds now.
Wow.
In a year and a half. So it's just hard to believe and hard to, like, wrap your head around that there's 24 kids in our backyard here who don't have a bed to sleep in. Kids that don't have enough food over the weekend. Kids that have no clothes. Parents who don't have clothes. And so...
And I imagine a lot of those needs as far as food, too, that kind of food security issue came to the forefront more over the past year because kids that weren't at school were learning from home may not have had the food they would have had at school.
Right. That's right. We actually saw a little bit of a drop in the food bags that were distributed because the parents were responsible to come to the school to pick them up. And with all the resources that are out there, the stimulus money, the second stimulus money, there just doesn't seem to be the need that we thought there would be during this time. I think once everything dries up, we're really going to see the dam's going to break.
And like you said, you're the only paid employee. Where does the money come from to pay for everything? What, you know, how do you keep something like this running and after all this time?
Good Sam runs almost fully by donations, community donations. We do have an endowment fund that we were able to use to purchase our building, but we really do rely heavily on donations. Part of my job as the director is grant writing, so I've been able to secure a little over $50,000 during the pandemic to keep the mission going.
And as far as the store here that we're in, the clothing and all that, how does that work? I mean, how do people just show up? Do you, you know, schedules? Give me some idea of the hours and how all that works.
Sure. So the hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9 to 12. And you just come into the store, you check in at the front desk. We recently just purchased a software system to track our clients. The clients can then shop. There are limitations to the amount of things that they can take so that we have enough for everyone. So it's two of each item, two shirts, two baby outfits, two jackets, that kind of thing. So,
and I would guess you probably have people that it's become part of their life, at least for a while.
We do. And it's actually, it's nice to get to know the clients by name. We serve about, right now, 150 clothing clients a month. But it's nice, you know, they come in and you say hi to them. How are your kids? You know, they actually become part of our Good Sam family. And it's so rewarding just to have them come in and be able to help them.
And how many volunteers are keeping this running?
So the clothing mission, we have about 20. That is between the sorting volunteers and the front desk volunteers here at the clothing mission. The hygiene program has about six volunteers that work the giveaway every month. And then the crisis program that's located here is still being done by phone because of COVID, and that's a team of seven.
And you have donations of clothing coming in. I mean,
correct,
how does
yeah.
that work, and how has that been affected? Was that an issue with donations during the pandemic?
It was. So during the pandemic, we had to take appointments for clothing. So we set up a schedule. We did that for 2 months, staggered schedule throughout the day. We could only accept certain items at the time. That was March, so it was spring items we were taking back then. We had to let the clothes sit for 7 days before they could be sorted by the volunteers. So we were affected by that. And we also had a lot of people who, with being off work, working at home, cleaning out their closets. So they wanted to bring it all to us, which we're grateful for that. But we also don't have enough storage, and we didn't have enough volunteers at the time to sort through it.
For folks who want more information, perhaps to volunteer or just to learn more, what should they do?
So they can call Good Sam directly at 570-275-2500, option 10. They can go to our website, www.gsmdanville.com.
Again, that's gsmdanville.com. Karen Wharton, the director at the Good Samaritan Mission, has been our guest on today's WPGM Community Forum. We appreciate her being with us, and we appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.